Now, I love championing new talent across Coventry and Warwickshire, and so do my next guests as well. Domesticated Records is a brand spanking new independent record label, which is launched at Fargo Village this weekend. And the artistic director is Michelle Chivotta. Are you liking that? It was worked as a music lecturer and session guitarist. Joins me in the studio now. And introduce yourself as well, sir.
My name's David Goody. I'm one of the artists on the label. I also do bits of PR for it as well.
Hooray! There you go. Now, Michelle, before we carry on, I've known you for a while now, haven't I? We're going to talk about your alias, haven't we?
Yes, I also play as an artist on the label, but because of my horrendously difficult actual name, I play under the pseudonym of Fall Girl, and you have been very supportive throughout my whole journey, played all my tracks on BBC Introducing, and much love and thank you to you for that, Brody.
Oh, no, your music is fantastic. That's why we play it. So, honestly, thank you for sending it to us. And so where did you get the name Fall Girl from? Because I love that name. I don't think I've heard it from anywhere else. It's so unique, isn't it?
Oh, thank you. It was kind of, trying to think what summarise is what you want to say. Just blame me when it all goes wrong. That's where it's pretty much come through. The Fall Guy, the Fall Girl.
Brilliant. I love it, honestly. I really do. It sticks with people as well, doesn't it?
I hope so, yeah. It's trying to think of something snappy.
So there you go. So I knew about all of that from you. So I knew that you were, you were a singer-songwriter who sends me music. But where did this idea come from an independent record label in Cov? I had no idea you were working on this.
Yeah, this has been kind of in the creative process for a little while, since 2015. But again, born out of necessity, we met so many fantastic singer-songwriters, acoustic artists in the city. We just kept bumping into people again and again at the same nights, and thinking there's so much talent in Coventry. There really is. It's out there every night of the week. You just need to go out and listen to it. And we thought we need to do something. We need to try and do something to get these artists, to get their music out there. And so hence the creation of Domesticated Records.
No, it's brilliant. And what I love as well, you know this as well, there's a buzz in Coventry, isn't there? And yeah. I've worked elsewhere. I've not just worked in Coventry. I've worked in Cheltenham. You name it, I've worked there. But in this city at the moment, there is a buzz, isn't there? And a lot of people would agree with that, wouldn't they?
I really think so. You talk to anyone that has seen, any kind of open mic, acoustic night in the city. There's so much going on, and there is such consistent talent out there. And we feel very privileged to be a part of this and to be able to work with these artists that we have come across and are friends and have this lovely working relationship with, including Mr. David Goody.
Well, actually, let's bring you in. So how did you get involved in this, David?
Well, again, as Michelle says, it's from kind of working, performing in these different areas. And one of the key things, I think, for the label as a whole is you've got all these really talented people, you've got these great songwriters there, but what you often need is you need someone to give you the infrastructure around that. So part of the reason why Michelle's records sound so good is because there's a great piece of production work that's gone in there. It's going in and saying, actually, this might not be a guitar-led track, this might be a piano-led track, this might be a synth-led track or something like that. And it's something the label really offers to these people here is actually kind of that challenge, that ability to really sort of broaden your horizons with what you're doing. And it's wonderful, the whole kind of range of different people we've got on the label. So, we've got sort of Michelle and her wonderful poetic songs. We've got Jeff Morris doing kind of very kind of personal songs. Jimmy F, big personality, kind of, good kind of jaunty indie tracks with a bit of social commentary in there. And I turn up doing absurdist comic songs. I'm kind of the music hall turn of the label, but actually it just kind of creates that really good vibe, as you were saying, that there's so much different stuff going on within Coventry at the moment. We're just trying to kind of capture that and as I said before, work out how we can take those songs, that talent we've got, and just make it sound every bit as good as on record as if you're turning up to these venues and seeing the people play live as close to as you are to me now.
And the thing is as well, when it comes to music, a lot of people might be thinking it's not my scene, music, but it is. It appeals to all different genres, doesn't it? Because especially in my introducing show, I can have a really thrashing guitar band, then I'll play a dance tune next, and then something really melodic and folky. So we've certainly got all styles catered for, haven't we, in this city?
Absolutely. And I think that's kind of what David's saying about our artists, that in the production that Chris does for each song, it's trying to move away from that traditional live approach of girl with a guitar singing. Not all the tracks sound like that when they're finished, and it's really about serving the song, what the song should be. in that and building on the variety so that you almost can't pigeonhole some of the genres. And it's under the umbrella of singer-songwriter, but the finished tracks can be just absolutely wonderfully different and varied. And we really want to get that across as well with the artists that we work with, serving the song, whatever suits them and what they're trying to say, really.
So is it scary setting up a record company, though? It's got to be scary, isn't it, to do something like this? And a new record company?
Well, absolutely. Trying to take something on like this, at first you're kind of thinking, well, how do we actually get everything to work? So there's been a lot of work in the build-up to this launch on Sunday. So, Michelle's now on to single 10 of her year-long project, and all that's been about building up how we can actually do things in terms of the throughput, putting things to market, the quality of the videos. I know you've made two of the Fall Girl videos, video of the week before. Actually, one of the things we launched at the weekend was the Izzy song, Keep Walking, and the video to that is absolutely amazing, and it's sort of the production quality on that is wonderful. And again, it's about making sure that everything sounds absolutely right. And Chris is an absolute wonder in terms of attention to detail. We did a set of Christmas songs towards the end of the year. All the vocals were recorded in a church just to get that nice ambience there.
Lovely.
There's one song I did, it's called The Concise and Corrected Hamlet. Basically says Shakespeare would be great, but it'd be better if it was all half the length. He took the vocal and actually mimicked the sound at the Globe Theatre, so it had the same echo and reverb for that entire track. No one else would know, but that's the kind of attention to detail he puts in, so everything sounds absolutely great. And I think that's one of the key things about the label, is it's making sure everything you hear from it just makes that song sound as good as it could.
So tell us about your wonderful place at Fargo then, because Fargo Village, if you haven't been there, by the way, it's a centre of everything that's cool, isn't it? It really is. Quirky and cool and wonderful. I love Fargo. So is that why you decided to go there?
Absolutely, yeah. We love the Urban Coffee Company there. They have supported us again since we had our first launch there in August last year. And they are just so cool and so accommodating. The lovely atmosphere that they provide there, as well as being a really aesthetically pleasing, beautiful venue. Yeah. And it's just lovely. And it's nice just to support other independent businesses that are working in the city. And that's what we need, I think, for Coventry, supporting each other, helping each other to put on events like this.
And we were discussing before, the vibe in the venue was great because people were really properly listening to the music. You could sit around tables and be, having a little quiet conversation with your friends in there. There was no need to kind of shush anyone down. But on the other hand, you weren't being pinned back by the sound of the music. It just, it felt like exactly the kind of place where you'd want to do that thing. It was great. It had 8 artists perform on one single evening. And, it was just absolutely great. And we drank the place dry as well, which they were very happy about.
There you go. Yeah, you can go back again. Yeah, they love people like you. Well, listen, I think it's a great thing you're doing. So plans for the future, then, you kind of touched on it then. So it's to help upcoming artists in Coventry, whatever the genre. If anybody's interested in making it big in the industry, is it just literally a case of coming to see you?
Absolutely. Real life is always, I think, preferable to the social media or getting in touch with an email. It's nice to meet real people, hear them play, have a chat about it. So, yeah, you can find us on the social media and on the website, find where we are. And, we would love to have a chat with anyone about what they are trying to do and talk music stuff. We love it.
Yeah. So it's Domesticated Records on Facebook. It's at Domesticated RAC on Twitter. It's Domesticated Records. But I think one of the main things for us is we're constantly spending time at music events in and around Coventry. We're always chatting with people there, and that's where all this has come from getting to know people through that and seeing them all develop as artists on that. There's EPs scheduled for later in the year. I think we've got an album or two scheduled as well, so this is very much just the start for us.
Oh, listen guys, exciting times ahead, honestly. David, good to see you. Michelle, good to finally see you.
Absolutely, thank you.
Now, listen, I wish you all the best with it. It sounds like you're going in the right direction. It sounds like you're going to get a lot of interest as well. Yeah. Thank you for coming on BBC.